visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state. Here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South High School, where your black shirts lead the Chargers of Sussex Hamilton 31-29 with about a minute and a quarter left before the second half tip-off. And have some unfortunate news for all you Badger fans out there. The visiting Michigan State Spartans were victorious in the Kohl Center tonight, besting the Badgers 69-65. Makes me regret that I didn't have a friendly little wager with Mr. Crute and our Devil Radio affiliates there. But I know I'm an Army of One here, a Spartan in a foreign land. But obviously very overjoyed. But hey, let's hope that our black shirts are also victorious and that the home team wins on this court. So about 35 seconds left before the tip-off. Again, a great crowd here tonight, a full student section. There's kind of like a cowboy team going on here. I see a lot of cowboy hats. So, let's see who's coming out for the Spartans. I think it might have been the same starting lineup. It's Stout, Karinko, Robinson, Cook, and I believe the check man's coming out. He's getting a little water first. I'm seeing him at the Gatorade cooler. Yep, check's coming out. Coach Sakonis has a few words of encouragement for him. So black shirts look pretty loose, pretty composed, playing with a lot of confidence. This is a very good Sussex Hamilton team. And Hamilton's lineup, Braden Anders, Cooper Grahams, Luther Smith, Nate Kolak, and number 4, Cameron Bratsky. So here comes Grahams. It's a man defense. Anders has an eye over to Smith. Smith driving on Robinson. Smith into the corner to Bratsky. Bratsky an air ball, but Kolak's there for the easy bunny and the foul. I think Daniel Robinson gets called for that one. Didn't see much contact there. Not real crazy about the call. It's only Robinson's first, but the rebound, the layup by Kolak ties the game. And this free throw could give Hamilton a 1-point lead here. 17-47 in the second half. And Kolak makes it. So Kolak now with 5 points as Check brings it up. Blackshirts trailing 32-31 to Hamilton. Gives it over to Cook. Cook driving all the way into the corner. Robinson. Robinson going baseline. Robinson with a beautiful layup, but it won't fall. And a scrum for the basket. Kolath gets it. Muscles it away from Check. Over to Anders. Now to Bratsky. Bratsky guarded by Stout. Dishing to a driving Kolath. Kolath misses the layup. And the ball goes out of bounds to the Blackshirts. Looks like it hit Kolath last. A good battle there underneath on the missed shot. So Kolath really making his presence known here in the early second half. Big man, 6'5", big. Looks like he plays some football for the Chargers. Inbound to Robinson, guarded by Bratsky. Robinson driving, kicks it back out. Robinson goes around a Krinkle pick. Krinkle in the corner. Nope. Krinkle to Cook. Cook, left backcourt. Gives it to Check, right backcourt. Check driving now. Check to Krinkle for a long three, top of the key. Yes, Tommy Krinkle with his second try again. Blackshirts up 34-32, 16-51 and counting. Graham's bringing it up. Driving in. He falls. He loses his balance. The ball will go to the Blackshirts. No real contact there. If there was, it was incidental. He just lost control. The ball went flying out of bounds. Check will inbounds. Check inbounds to Cook. Got a kind of a full court press here from Hamilton, but a relaxed one. Check gets it over the line. Back to Cook. Right backcourt. Guarded by Grams, all the way over to Robinson, into the corner to Stout. Stout, back to Check. Left backcourt, Check driving. Check with his little show. Cook gets a rebound and a muscle for it. It's a battle, but Cooper Grams comes up with it. Cook tried getting a second shot off, but he had a swarm of Chargers on him. Grams now kind of getting double-teamed here. Nope. Krinkle returns. Oh, yeah, Robinson steals a pass to Smith. Robinson with the dunk. And the Blackshirts now up 36-32. A long shot by Smith. Misses everything. Great pressure by Daniel Cook. Check has the ball. Check drives around. Check. Oh, Banker doesn't fall, but he gets knocked out to Cook. Cook to Robinson for a long three in the corner. Off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Kolath. Here come the Chargers. Kolath looking for a guard. No, he's going to bring it up himself. He might go coast to coast here. He does. And he misses the layup. Check with the rebound. Cook, heavy pressure from Grams on the pass by Check. Almost got over the back there, but Check got over the line in time. Check, Sir Robinson, ball gets knocked out of bounds by Hamilton. And Robinson will leave inbound for Blackshirts. Into Krinkle, top of the key. Krinkle sees it, not much there. It's Check on the right wing. Check drives, nowhere to go. Check shoots it off the rim. Bratsky has it. Hamilton's got numbers. Pass to Kolath. Fouled by Stout. He makes it. So we're tied again at 36. Great little play. Check fell down there in the missed shot. He wanted a foul. He's very upset. He's talking to the ref again. He really had nowhere to go on that. And in those instances, usually the defenders get, and I think should get the benefit of the doubt. So Kolath looking to make it I'm sorry. It's a one-point game. It's 36-35 in favor of the Blackshirts. Kolath with 8 points, including 2 3-point plays. Cook with a long deuce. Off the rim. Oh, Kolath goes over Stout for the rebound. Here comes Grams. Hamilton looking to take the lead back here. Kolath, top of the key, over to Smith. Smith gets past Robinson. Long jumper. Oh, Daniel Robinson blocks it beautifully. Gets his own rebound, coming back in from out of bounds. What a play by Daniel Robinson. Robinson driving. He pulls up. Yes, Daniel Robinson. How do you do? 38-35 Blackshirts. Here comes Cooper Grams. He's driving. Going to kick it back out now. Anders, now Bratsky. Left wing. Back out to Grams, top of the key. Now to Smith near the top of the key. Guarded by Robinson. Robinson's really gotten the best of the battle here in the early second half. 14-17 remaining. Grams, top of the key for three. Yes! After several spins, it finally finds its way in. Cooper Grams gets his first basket of the game, and it's a tray to tie it up. 14-06 is your time remaining. Check brings it up over the line. Dribbling now towards the middle. Goes around Tommy Krinkle. Now gives it to Cook. Cook goes around a Krinkle pick. Cook to Krinkle. Krinkle for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Smith. Pringle hesitated there for a second. Smith goes around Cook. Into the corner. Grams fakes it. In trouble now. Kicks back out to a driving Brasky. Pass to Kolath. Little trouble. Kolath goes in, though, and he gets it. Hanging on. So Kolath is the difference maker so far tonight. 40-38. 13:30 is your time. Chargers in the lead as we see Morose and Tadioka getting ready to come in. Check to Robinson in the corner. Robinson fakes. He drives. Robinson. Oh, he gets called for a charge there. Kolath threw it. That's two on Daniel Robinson. I don't know about that call. I think Robinson made an effort to get around Kolath. So, you know, you don't want to blame the officiating for everything, but there's been some really shoddy calls tonight. Some real touch fouls that normally don't get called. So, well, we got a timeout here with the Black Shirts trailing 40-38, 13:16 remaining, and we're going to take a quick break here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Okay, welcome back to Waukesha South. Chargers will inbound, leading by two. Grams gets it from Adam Heberer, now in the game. Looks like Kolath went out. Evan Herman's now posting for Hamilton. Herman now top of the key, guarded by Tadioka. Herman to Grams on the right wing. Oh, dish in, a beautiful dish into Herman. Tadioka got beat bad on that one. 4 points for Herman, his first 2 points of the half there. 4-point Charger lead here. Check now driving. Gives it over to Cook. Cook driving. Cook pulls up. Yes! Tyron Cook! Right from the free throw line there. 42-40. Chargers up by two now. Tony's in now the game. Grams back to Tony. Tony driving on Cook. Nowhere really to go. Gives it over to Herman. Back to Grams. Grams is going to drive. Gives it over to Heberer. Back to Grams. Grams now to Tony in the left wing. Tony now to Bratsky. Oh, Bratsky loses control of the ball. Morose almost got a piece of it. And Bratsky throws it away. So great defense by the Black Shirts. Force an unforced error, if you can get my drift. So Morose win mount for the Black Shirts, looking to tie things up. Maybe even take a lead here as Check dribbles it in. 12:13 is your time. Second half. I don't want this game done. Cook's got it. Cook pulls up. Oh, at the front of the rim. Tony gets the rebound. Tough miss for Cook. He's usually money on those. Tony now right backcourt over to Smith. Back in the game. Smith, the dangerous Luther Smith. Grams top of the key. Tony. And now Heberer has it. Over to Grams. Tony for a long three off the back of the rim. And we got a foul there. That's got to go against. Oh, it's going against the Black Shirts. Check gets his third foul. He ended up on the floor, too. So Bratsky's going to come in for Grams. Trey Duncan's going to come in for Ethan Check. Check out with 6 points. Tony's got the ball. Tony to Smith. Smith pulls up for a jumper. Yes! You knew it would be a matter of time before Smith got hot again. So back to a 4-point lead for Hamilton. 11:29 and counting. Second half. Robinson got the ball. Guarded by Tony. Robinson drives into the corner. Tadioka back to Robinson. Left wing. Robinson now dribbling. Moving. Goes into the paint. Pulls up. Gets his own rebound on the miss. And he gets a second shot under heavy pressure. Robinson willed that one in. 13 points for Robinson. Oh, and a bunny there. Kolath off the bench and contributing some more. Back to a 4-point lead, 46-42, 10:59 and counting. Cook's got the ball right backcourt. He gets a pick from Tadioka. Oh, Tadioka gets called for the moving pick. All he had to do was stay still, but he stuck an arm out. So Karinka will come in for Tadioka. So it's inbounded to Tony from Heberer. Oh, a beautiful pass, but he trips on Karinko. A good looky-loo there. Takes to Fisher in the wing. Fisher cuts, but gets tripped by Karinko. I don't know if that's a shooting foul or not. Karinko gets a second. 16 fouls to 0 team fouls. They are calling it a shooting foul. So Smith, 16 points so far, make that 17, leading all scorers. Second free throw is good. So it's a 6-point Charger lead, 10:42 and counting, as Cook dribbles it up slowly over the line, all the way over to Robinson. Now Robinson thinks long three, but decides not to. Goes around a crinkle pick. Getting beat up badly by his physical Chargers. Crinkle's going to drive. Crinkle going in, nowhere to go, all the way to Cook underneath. Cook fights it in for a deuce. Tyron Cook with another tough basket. So the guards showing, oh, another long pass to Colette. Colette misses the layup. Great defense there. Oh, beautiful inbound. Colette, oh, another block by Karinko. And he gets fouled. This time it's Colette. Yeah. That's only 2 on Colette. You know, great defense by the black shirts. Colette had a couple open shots, and they got the hands in at the right time in the right spot, knocking the ball away. So it'll be inbound. Jai Tony's going to put some pressure in the inbound all by himself here. Inbound into Robinson. Robinson dribbles up again. Tony applying pressure. He gets it over. Whoop, almost loses the ball there. Now he's driving. Moving some more. Oh! Had Tadioka open under the basket. Tadioka couldn't get the handle on it. So Tadioka just come in for Karinko, played some great defense there. 48-44. Karinko's going to check back in on the next whistle. Tony dribbles it up. Check's going to come in now. 9:40 in remaining counting in the second half here. Over to Smith now on the right wing, guarded by Robinson. Smith driving. And it won't fall. Cook with the rebound. A very lucky break for the Blackshirts. Long pass to Tadioka. Tadioka, no foul. Wow. He got brought down to the floor. Unbelievable. Smith in the corner for 3. That's off. Robinson got up. Cook gets the rebound with help from. There he is, Robinson underneath. Robinson for the layup. Yes, Daniel Robinson. What a pass from Tyron Cook. It's a 2-point game now with 9:04 and counting in the second half. I still cannot get over the non-calls from these officials. I'd like to see some driver's license. Bratsky's got it top of the key. Now Tony's got it. Bratsky for 3. Yes. That kid is dynamite. You can't leave him alone. That's 12 for Bratsky. So it's a 5-point Charger lead, a clutch 3 by the senior 6'4 guard, Cameron Bratsky. Robinson now over in the left backcourt, guarded heavily by Tony again. Puts a beautiful spin move all the way to the basket. No, can't make it. Rebounded by Smith. Here come the Chargers now. Smith, the do-si-do up front of the limb. Colas there for the rebound, but it's not stripped away by Duncan. Or Morose, excuse me. Morose and Duncan. Here comes Cook in transition. Cook to Tadioka, to Morose. Morose for 3. Charlie by Robinson at 3. That's the second of the game. It's a 2-point game again. 8 minutes and counting. 51-49. Heber to Smith. Smith guarded by Duncan this time. Smith to Bratsky. Guarded by Morose. Bratsky top of the key. Over to Smith. Smith drives into a crowd. Loses the ball. Duncan has it. Duncan to Cook. Cook's going to bring it up. 7:36 and counting. Black Shirts have a chance to tie it up here. Tadioka sets a pick now. Cook driving. Robinson for three from the right wing. Oh, up the rim. Heber is going to get the rebound. He gives it to Tony. Tony driving. Tony going coast to coast with the layup. He misses. Robinson's got it. Gives it to Tadioka. Tadioka to Morose. Morose driving. Into Cook. Cook gets hacked. Oh, my God. They better call a foul there. The ref from half court had to make that call. The one underneath the basket is out to lunch. I can't believe that.
Charger foul, number one.
Cook got hammered on a wide open shot. Luther Smith gets called for a second foul. That should have been flagrant. That was garbage. Smith is having such a great game, but he's showing his frustration here in the second half. And I'm starting to lose my religion here. So two shots for Cook. First free throw by Cook. Yes! 14 points for Cook. So Check and Crink are going to come in for Duncan and Morose. Giving the Black Shirts a little more size here now as they get ready to go on defense after this free throw by Cook. Yes, and we're tied up. Tyron Cook, it's 51 all inbound to Cooper Grahams. Grahams guarded by Check. 7 minutes and counting. Oh, into a driving all the way out. Oh, Herman misses. Byers kicked it out to Herman. Herman had a good look, couldn't make it. Tadioka for a long three, misses off the front of the rim. Grahams now in transition. Fast break for Hamilton. Black Shirts recover. Grahams to Bratsky. Bratsky saw it, but Tadioka got back in a hurry. Trey Duncan's going to come back in, it looks like. For who, I don't know. And a timeout is called. The first, maybe, of the whole game.
Save the ball.
Coach Richter comes all the way out to the middle of the court to greet his players and congratulate them on a game well played. We're going to take a break. The score is tied 51 all with 6:28 remaining in the second half. Black Shirts against the Chargers. Do not go away. Calvin.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South. Again, on this week in Waukesha, Saturday morning at 8, my guest is Joanna Adamicki, special event coordinator, Parks and Rec, to talk about Jamboree. And on a couple Saturdays from now, the 28th, I've got John Stillman and Dom Radomski, the varsity baseball coaches for South and North, respectively, as the inbound goes. Bratsky gets blocked, a long three, but oh! Grabs, rips it right out of Kringle's hands. Bratsky, oh, into the corner for Schmitz. Schmitz for three, off the back of the rim. And the Black Shirts get the rebound. Ends up in Daniel Robinson's hands. Cook reached out for it. Robinson goes around a Kringle pick. Gives it to Check. Check drives. Check. Oh, he gets fouled, but basket just didn't quite make it. It was on its way.
His fourth.
Oh, Bratsky. No, sorry. His first foul. Yeah, Bratsky gets his first foul. So Check will be shooting two, looking to give the Black Shirts a lead with 6:02 remaining. The shot, and boy, they misses everything. That's an air ball. Not like Check to miss those. And we got a sub. Burrows is going to come in for Tadioka here. Maybe. So they're definitely playing a smaller lineup here. Brinko, the only big man. Brinko's going to switch with Robinson, though, on the rebound. Second free throw from Check. For the lead. Yes, Ethan Check. 7 points for the senior guard as Cooper gets the inbound from Schmitz. Comes over to the right side guard by Murrows. Going all the way now, baseline. Kicks it all the way into the corner to Barth. Barth to Schmitz, to Smith, to Grahams. Back to Smith. Smith fakes the long three. He's driving now. Loses control of the ball. Beautiful pass. And a great shot there by Andrew Eichmann. His first basket of the game. It's a 1 point Charger lead now. Cook guarded heavily by Barth. Into the corner to Murrows. Yes! Charlie Murrows! 9 points on threes. And the Black Shirts up by 255-53. A long pass to Smith in the corner. Smith back to Grahams. Right thing. Barth. Now to Eichmann. Eichmann to Smith. Smith pulls up. Smith with a beautiful little do-si-do. So Hamilton ties it up here. 5:03 remaining. Check with the ball, guarded by Grahams. Check goes around a Krinkle pick, top of the key. Gives it to Krinkle. Krinkle back to Robinson. Robinson pulls up. Robinson, no good. Little scrum for the ball here. Nope, they're going to call foul. I think it's going to go on Krinkle here. Krinkle gets his third foul. And it's going to be a one-on-one situation with Luther Smith shooting. I see Tadioka coming back in.
Luther Smith shooting one and in the bonus. And the Blackshirt is back.
Tadioka's going to come in for Check. Give him the Blackshirts a little bit more size.
And with the Chargers,
Check comes out with 7 points. 4:50 remaining. Score is tied. Luther Smith, Jr. leads all scores with 18 points. And he makes the first. Make that 19. For the 6'2 senior. They call him a 6'2, but he seems to stand so much bigger than Cook and Robinson, who are both 6'2. More broader shouldered. Looks like he could be a football player. Second free throw. And that's good. So it's a 2-point Hamilton lead. 57-55, 4:46 and counting as Cook dribbles up slowly, guarded by Grahams, who's there at half court to meet him. Goes around to the left here to Carrico for the long three. Yes, Tommy Carrico has 9. A big game for the senior. Black Shirts back up by 1, 4:27. D'Antoni in the game gives the ball for Smith. Luther Smith Jr., guarded by Daniel Robinson, who's done a great job in him this half. He pulls up the jumper. That's way off. And it's going to go out of bounds to the Black Shirts. They're saying that Eichmann, one of the leaders of the Third Reich, knocked that ball out last. Inbound to Cook. I should be really careful about that. Cook dribbling now. 4:05 and counting. Looking to add to a 1-point lead here. Cook going around a couple picks. He's going to go away. Cook with that jam. Black Shirts up by 3, 60, 57. 3:53 and counting. Tony gets fouled by Tadioka. He tried stealing it, but ended up getting some flesh. So Tadioka gets his second foul. And I believe that would. Yep. D'Antoni will go to the line. Tony has no points, the 5'10 senior guard, but he's contributed a lot. He probably has a half dozen assists. He's been a menace on defense. Stands very tall. First one, and it's good. So we are, it's 60-58, 3:51 and counting in the second half, 60-58. Second free throw. As Tony earns the bonus. And that one goes.
And Charlie,
So Hamilton lining up a full court press. Nope, they got inbound to Robinson. So it's just Tony adding the pressure here, covering Robinson. Robinson's going to dribble to his left. And a timeout's called by Coach Richter. It will take one, too. 3:43, your time remaining in the second half. Blackshirts hanging on to a 60-59 lead against Sussex Hamilton. Stick around.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Waukesha South. And before I forget, Connors, rejoin me here. Earl Ingram will have Governor Tony Evers on his show tomorrow on Walk Radio here from 8 to 11. I forget when the governor comes on, but Earl will also devote some time to the school board's new resolution on giving parents more authority over our children's education. So stick around for Earl Ingram tomorrow morning, or tune it in, I should say. Check has the ball. Karinko for a long three. Tommy Karinko off the rim, but Check, Ethan Check gets the rebound for the Black Shirts. Kicks it all the way out to Cook. What a rebound by Charlie Morose. Cook with a long jumper. Yes, Darren Cook. '62-59 Black Shirts. Grams with the ball driving. Grams, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Smith. Top of the key, the dangerous Luther Smith Jr. Kolath now in the game. He's in the backcourt there with Smith, which is fine with me. I'd rather keep him back here than... Nope, now he's starting to post. Into the corner to Heber. Back to Smith. Hamilton showing a lot of patience here, trailing by three. Smith's going to drive. Smith loses control of the ball. Tipped away by Robinson. Cook has the ball. A very important drive here for the Blackshirts. Cook's going to drive. Yes, Tyron Cook on a layup. Tyron Cook has taken over this game. It's a five-point lead with 2:34 remaining. Graham's dribbling. Gives it over to Bratsky, the dangerous three-point shooter. Now Smith has a Smith fake. He's going all the way in. Smith with the easy layup. A great drive. And a timeout now by Hamilton. 64-61, 2:23 remaining. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we'll give Calvin a break, and we'll stick around and talk some more. Connor Boston from Chicago, what are the Blackshirts' keys to hanging on to this victory here?
Well, they just have to play good defense here and hopefully get another basket and just to seal the deal 100%. If they can get up by five, I think this game is pretty much out of reach. Five or six, I would say.
Yeah.
That would make it two possession.
You got to Chargers have some great three-point weapons. They got to keep an eye on Cameron Bratsky.
That's true.
Yeah, Luther Smith. He was showing three. He faked out. He beat Daniel Robinson the basket. I'll give up a two to Smith if I don't have to give up a three. Especially with a three-point lead now.
Yeah.
So Blackshirts will be inbounding. Now the Chargers called the timeout, so you know they're cooking up some sort of press here. Yep. Interestingly enough, they got Check getting the inbound, which is normal, but Robinson's playing in the backcourt, and he's got Tony with him. It'll be inbounded to Cook, guarded by Grams. Cook dribbles now, going fast here, pulling up for a second. Gets it over the line. Cook driving into Robinson, left. Krinko, top of the key, back to Robinson. Robinson driving, back to Check. Can't imagine the Blackshirts will be in any hurry here to try to score. Gives it to Robinson. Robinson driving. Over to Morose. Morose driving. Robinson. Robinson gets his own rebound. What? Wow. That ball just spun around the rim. 66-61. Grams pulls up. Yes, Cooper Grams with a clutch deuce. That's only five for Grams, but he's demonstrated a lot of poise on these clutch shots. He's got a tray and a deuce.
Let's see.
We have a full timeout. Score is 66-63 in favor of the Blackshirts. 1:42, your time remaining in the second half. We'll take a quick break, too. Calvin.
Wait a minute. How about this?
Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back at Waukesha South High School. Easily, probably the most exciting game of the year. Black shirts clinging to a 66-63 lead over the Chargers of Sussex Hamilton. Blackshirts will inbound after the Cooper Grounds. But we got to revisit that shot by Robinson. Robinson goes to the layup. Goes in front of the rim. He pulls it up. Puts it up again quickly. And the ball sat on that rim for like an eternity. It spun around. It just finally dropped. It was really something. Talk about movie drama. Having troubles with the inbound. They get it. They call 5 seconds on the inbound. That seemed like a short 5 seconds.
Nah.
Unless Robinson, unless Richter called timeout.
Yeah, I completely disagree with that.
What's that? You think it was a violation?
No, I don't think it was a violation. I think they called timeout.
They called timeout first, yeah.
With time enough.
Okay, yep.
And I think they called it a little bit too fast.
I do too, yeah. So, well, only 1 second went off the clock there. Really, no time should have went off, but we'll take the second. Both coaching staffs not happy with the reffing. And Hamilton being a little bit more vociferous, the assistants in particular. But Coach Serino's in the middle of that huddle talking to his men, gearing them up for this last minute, 41 seconds. 101 seconds separate Blackshirts from a big win. Could be their first non-conference of the season against a very difficult non-conference schedule. They really rose the occasion tonight, Connor. A real full team effort.
Yeah.
Six different players scoring. So Moroz will inbound it. Moroz gets the ball. Gets it to Daniel Robinson off of some screens. Robinson now dribbling, guarded by Grams. Grams trying to get the strip there. I think there's going to be a foul here. Yep. Cameron Baratsky with only one foul. That's only four fouls, too. So Hamilton's really got to put the fouls on now to get the black shirts on the line. So this plays to the black shirts' favor. There it is. Nice. Cookie's going to dribble it around. He's going to wait for someone to foul him. All the way to Moroz. Moroz loses the handle. And the over and back is called. Chargers draw the over and back. A costly turnover for the black shirts. Nope. Inbounded to Grams. 119 and counting. Grams guarded by Moroz. Schmitz over to Baratsky. Baratsky driving. He's got a look. Baratsky with a beautiful layup and foul. 1 point game and another timeout. I think Hamilton took this timeout, right?
No, I think it was on
South took the
South,
timeout.
Yeah.
Okay. So Baratsky gets 14 points tonight. That was his first 2-pointer of the game. A beautiful layup, beautiful drive, but four threes. So minute 10, 66-65, a costly turnover. Makes it a 1-point game. The Blackshirts still in the lead. Can they hang on? I'm speechless here for the moment as Connor goes to check his equipment. Nobody has left the building, as you can imagine. some big offensive play tonight, you know, as usual from Cook and Robinson. But we also had three threes from Moroz and Karinko. Ethan Cech has 7 points. Evan Stout is three. So Moroz will inbound again for the Black Shirts. Everyone's lined up out of bounds. I love this play. It's like a football play. They can move. It's a made basket, so they can move the entire length of the floor of the backcourt, of the, you know, behind the stripe. So it's just like basketball. Wow, they run a beautiful underneath play. Robinson's got it, guarded by Cooper Grahams. And Robinson gets fouled by number 10, Adam Heber. It's only his second. That's five fouls, so they need two more to go. 103 remaining. Now, knowing you can inbound to the backcourt here, I would send someone all the way back here. Black Shirts have a lineup designed. Rose will inbound from the half-court mark. And he's got it. Karinko gets fouled. Heberer again. Third. Sixth team foul. So that inbound kind of made me nervous there, Connor. I didn't really understand it. They got the same lineup here. They get inbound to Cech. Cech's going to dribble. Cech gets fouled by Tony. That's three on Jai Tony. 1 minute exactly. And that'll put Ethan Cech on the line. Cook and Robinson will be on the paint, kicking the big guys out. They're going to battle for any rebounds here. Check for 3 for 5 tonight. Let's see if he gets a bonus here. Very important shot here. First one for Cech. Yes, Ethan Cech with a clutch free throw. Gives the Black Shirts a 2-point lead. 1 minute remaining in the game. Boy, if you can make this second one, that'll certainly help the cause. Second free throw from Cech. And that's off. Rebounded by Bratsky. Here comes Hamilton trailing by two. Grahams has the ball. He's guarded by Moroz. They're looking to get it to Smith. They get it to Bratsky now. Bratsky guarded by Cech. Bratsky to Schmitz, guarded by Cook. Now Grahams has it, guarded by Moroz. Grahams in the left backcourt here. 36 seconds and counting. Grahams, oh, almost throws it out. Schmitz has it. Schmitz is going to drive. Gives it to a wide open pass. Oh, what a block by Moroz from behind. And Cook gets fouled. What a heck of a block. How did he get that without hitting him? Unbelievable. A beautifully designed play.
Yeah, he was open too.
Moroz anticipated beautifully from behind and just robbed him.
That was great
like positioning. Candy from a baby.
That was great positioning by Moroz. He was wide open for the layup right there, honestly. And he just came out of nowhere.
The All-State goalkeeper, Charlie Moroz, was 9 points all on threes tonight. Cookie, first free throw. Yes, Cook.
And see, that's what we were talking about at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. All those little things like you were
saying. Exactly.
Connor, you should be in coaching. 68-65, 26.4 seconds. Another free throw by Cook here will make it very difficult for Hamilton, giving the Black Shirts a 4-point lead. And that, my Spartans beat the Badgers 69-65 tonight. Just saying. So, hey, so yes, be sure to check out Earl Ingram tomorrow. Connor will be there in engineering and offering some occasional commentary. Will Sandy Williams be with him?
Tomorrow is which day? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
No, it's nope. And Sandy's not going to be there tomorrow.
But Governor Tony Evers will be there, a good personal friend of Earl's. So that should be a great show. And Earl's also going to dedicate some time talking about a new school board resolution that'll be, I believe it's introduced or will be discussed, voted on. I'm not sure, but it was in the Freeman today. So stick around for that. As the Black Shirts come back on the floor and Tyron Cook takes his place on the line to take a second free throw to hopefully give the Black Shirts a 4-point lead. Cook dribbles. Cook. Yes! 69-65 Black Shirts. 25 seconds and counting. Luther Smith Jr. with the ball. Daniel Smith will guard him. He goes to the right. Now he's driving. In the corner to Grams. Grams off the rim. Rebounded by Cook. And Cook gets fouled by Grams. Things are looking Black Shirts' way. You got to love the poise. You got to love the defense. Very disciplined. Big rebound by Tyron Cook. So it's another 1-on-1 here for the Black Shirts. Chattioka's going to come in now for Morose. I don't know if I'd take Morose out the way he's playing on defense, but he probably could use a blow. The lefty, All-State guard. Yes, Tyron Cook makes the first one. It's now a 5-point Black Shirt lead. 11.9 is your time remaining. Don't give up any threes is all I'm saying. I'd go to a 1-3-1. Second free throw by Cookie. Yes, Tyron Cook. 71-65. Smith has the ball. 10 seconds and counting. A long three by Smith. Yes, Luther Smith. He almost got a foul there, too. It's a 3-point game with 6.3 seconds left. It's not over yet. Connor, how do you make that shot? You saw him. He was, like, hanging, like, sideways.
I don't know. I feel like he was going to make that for some reason. I'm like, it's one of those shots where
he's a very special player.
Yeah, like he does look weird, but you can tell he's probably practiced that a million times in practice. Just waiting for that right now.
The backyard game, the driveway game. Yeah, that was always, you'd play that shot over in your head for years. So it's 71-68, 6.3 seconds separate the Black Shirts from a very big win tonight. And just in front of me is Brady Hennis and Tommy Glenn. Let's see if I can get their attention. How you doing, guys? You got to come up for the post game now, man. Climb over. So two senior starters from last year's Classic A championship team, Brady Hennis and Tommy Glenn. So they got no football formation now. They got something a little different here. Check will inbound. And he calls timeout. Smart timeout. They saw the formation.
Black Shirt timeout.
And now they're going to adjust. And Morose is going to come in for the Black Shirts. That goalkeeper is used to throwing the ball like a quarterback. Will they let him kick it? That'd be pretty. Although it hit the ceiling, wouldn't it? So, yes, as you've noticed, Black Shirt Nation, we haven't gone to a break. There's too much going on here. Student section now filing towards the exit, but not leaving. I'm surprised they're going anywhere, but they're filling up that space there. Boy, what a great game. I mean, except for some shoddy officiating, a couple, really weren't that many errors or unforced errors by the Black Shirts. And they created some great turnovers, great defensive plays. It's really been a fun game. Great all-around effort. Cooper Grams comes in for the Chargers. So you got Grams, Baratsky, a three-point specialist, Smith. Number two, Andrew Eichmann. I'm surprised Kolath isn't there. Kolath only has two fouls. Morozal inbound. Inbound to Robinson. Robinson gets fouled right away. 5.6 seconds. They're going for the tie-up. They came pretty close, but I think it was just a little too physical for the ref's liking. Four fouls on Jai Tony. Not that it matters. There's 5.6 seconds left. So Robinson will shoot two here. So even if he makes one, first one for Robinson. Yes! And if I could borrow from my friend Wayne Larrabee, who hasn't had to say it too much this season, that could be your dagger. Second free throw for Robinson, 72-68, 5.6 seconds left, and it's in! 73-68. Smith's driving. Smith pulls up for the three. It's off, and that'll do it. The Black Shirts win a big one, upsetting the Chargers of Sussex Hamilton, 72-68. I cannot be prouder of these young men. Am I losing my sound here? Nope, there we go. What a game. Just what a game. Connor, bring it home. What are your thoughts?
Beautiful game. I mean, that's the thing. Even though Waukesha has a pretty short lineup, all the players get an experience. Only a couple players aren't playing very much, so that makes it so every single game they get so much better.
Yeah.
Every game they're improving. I mean, early in the season, you wouldn't have had Stout come out and shoot a three. You know, you wouldn't have had Moroz get the block at the end. You wouldn't have had those things.
Yeah.
But now you're having those things. And, it's honestly really cool and really, really beautiful to see, you know. And I'm excited. I'm excited to because they're going to go into the break confident with good footage to look at. And
absolutely,
they're going to analyze it and they're going to come back a lot better. So I'm surprised or excited.
Feeling very good.
Yeah, right? Feeling very good.
Okay, so... So we're not back until Wednesday, January 18th. It's a 5:30 game, so we'll be starting earlier on that Wednesday. We'll be playing Milwaukee Marshall, the alma mater of Evan Stout's grandfather, Rick Zumzanen, who was on the city championship game team. Their only loss was to a team that had Raider legend John Matuszak. So let's just go through the final points here. Tyron Cook. Tyron Cook. 19 points for Daniel Robinson. 8 points for Ethan Shack, including 2 clutch free throws, just like against McGuanago. Very important free throws. Evan Stout had 3. Charlie Moroz had 9, all threes. Tommy Karinko had 9, all threes. So a really great all-around effort. Rebounds galore. Amazing defense from everybody. A fantastic game. So congrats to our Black Shirts and thanks to all you listeners for joining us. Remember this week in Waukesha, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. I will have Joanna Edemicki, special event coordinator for Waukesha's Parks, Rec and Forestry, to talk about the premier winter festival, Waukesha Jamboree. And don't forget the Friday night before my show is the opening ceremonies that include fireworks for Jamboree. So go to J-A-N as in Nancy, B as in boy, O-R-E-E.org to learn more about the Waukesha Winter Jamboree. And we look forward to seeing all of you there and seeing you Saturday morning. So thanks again. Congrats to the Black Shirts, 73-68 victors over the Chargers of Sussex Hamilton. Have a great night. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. See ya. Thanks, Calvin. See you Saturday morning.
Yep. Thank you. See you then.
Hey, and then don't forget on the 18th, that game starts at 5:30. So we'll cue it in soon. We'll be cutting in a Devil's Advocate. Crudy's going to love that. All right.
All right.
Thanks, man. See you.
Who's going to lead this thing? That will be that will tell me what direction it goes. But when it happens, going to have you back, and we will then evaluate.
I'll look forward to it, Rick. Can't wait.
Good stuff. Scott Paul, I appreciate the time. As always, good stuff, my friend.
Thank you, Rick.
Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Make sure you check out their website, AmericanManufacturing.org. Got to take a quick break. Want to hear your thoughts, 1-866-416-RICK, 1-866-416-7425. Right back after this. I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1860. That was a day of tragedy as the Pemberton Mill collapsed in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The collapse of the five-story textile mill was one of the worst workplace disasters in U.S. history. Most of the 800 workers in the mill were women and Irish immigrants. Some were teenagers. During that fateful afternoon, as they were working, they heard a strange rattling noise. Then, within seconds, the mill collapsed. Tons of machinery crashed through the collapsing floors, crushing workers. Many more were trapped. Rescuers attempted to free the trapped workers. But that night, as the rescue efforts continued, a fire broke out in the ruined plant. Many trapped workers were burned alive. Helplessly, the rescuers could only look on with horror. The exact number of dead is unknown, but estimates range between 88 and 145 workers killed that day, with another 150 suffering serious injuries. The large building was only 7 years old when it collapsed. Poor construction was determined to be the cause of the disaster. In an effort to maximize profits, the mill had more heavy equipment inside than the building could support. The New York Times reported, "The building was never considered to be as staunch as it ought to have been. It was built about 7 years since and was then thought a sham. Indeed, before the machinery was put in, the wall spread to such a degree that some 22 tons of iron plates were put in to save it from falling by its own weight." After the disaster, the mill was rebuilt. Workers at the new mill claimed to see the ghosts of those who had died in the tragedy.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that there is going to be a select committee on China. Again, we'll find out where it goes. Will it go completely off the rails and into some crazy land? Sadly, I think it will. But I'm a little hopeful, that sane, rational people will go get there and say, hey, we need to really do something about China. Because look, when we did our working class heroes tour, honestly, we went into communities that used to be. And Toledo is that place that pops out in my head because, you know, back in 2013, we did our labor history tour and we went, you know, to talk about the auto light strike and, you know, the glass capital of the world and all this stuff. And there was a glass museum built. There's a museum to, you know, Toledo's, you know, glass prowess. They're nowhere near the capacity they had back in the heyday. But this museum was made out of glass that came from China. And I'm going, you know, what a slap in the face that is, where you're talking about, you know, the pride of your community, what gave you an identity, what gave you your, you know, your generations of identity, and having to go to China to get the glass that you need to make this museum. And it was one of those moments where you go, it's crazy that this is what we've allowed to spring up. So for me, I'm hoping that this committee actually does something positive to help us reshore those jobs. Will it happen? No, we're not going to bring back all that manufacturing. It's not going to happen. But maybe what we're able to do is stop the threat of, hey, don't ask for too much of a raise. Don't ask for too much health care. Don't ask for a pension. Don't ask for better wages, hours, conditions, or any of that stuff. Or we'll move to China where we can get slave labor for pennies on the dollar. That is one of the main reasons that wages have been suppressed for the last quarter of a century. Maybe this is a start in undoing that damage. Maybe. Now, do I think it's going to devolve into a clown show? I fear it will. Because I keep coming back to, this is what Republicans do. But would I like to see it? Yeah. Because the jobs of the future, I want those to be here. And one of the things that Biden has done really well, I think, you know, especially on the EV front, if we're moving to electric vehicles, they should be made here. And with those tax credits, if you want tax credits, they're cars that got to be made here. That's not too much to ask for. Not too much. Good policy, smart policy. That's why I support Biden. So all the people tell me, oh, Biden, good policy. That's what's important to me. Love to hear your thoughts. Send me angry stuff.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.